This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Magog. Prime Minister Narendra Modi remembered the brave hearts of the nation today on the occasion of Kargil Vijay Divas, stating that India is continuously scaling new heights, be it in defence production, defence exports, or political cooperation with friendly nations. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi said, "Today, the 26th of July, is a date that does not require a calendar to be remembered, as Kargil Vijay Divas is being celebrated today."
आज कारगिल विजय दिवस है। ये दिन हमें गर्व से भर देता है। ये दिन हमें अपने वीर जवानों के अद्भुत साहस की याद दिलाता है। कारगिल की ऊंची-ऊंची चोटियां, कठिन मौसम, दुश्मन की चुनौती, हर परिस्थिति हमारे सैनिकों के सामने थी। लेकिन उनका हौसला हर चुनौती से बड़ा था। उन्होंने मां भारती की रक्षा के लिए अपना सर्वस्व अर्पित कर दिया। आज कारगिल विजय दिवस पर मैं सभी वीर शहीदों और वीर सैनिकों को श्रद्धापूर्वक नमन करता हूँ।
The Prime Minister said that a special Shaurya Vijay Yatra has been organized this year, which began on the 14th of July from the National War Memorial in Delhi. This motorcycle rally will reach the Kargil War Memorial in Dras. Its message is one ride, one nation, one salute. Mr. Modi said that this journey reminds everyone that the sacrifice made for the nation can never be forgotten. Mr. Modi said India is continuously strengthening her technological capabilities. He highlighted the recent induction of INS Mahendragiri into the Indian Navy.
कुछ दिन पहले भारतीय नौसेना में INS महेंद्रगिरी शामिल किया गया। यह आधुनिक जंगी जहाज भारत में ही डिजाइन किया गया है, भारत में ही बना है। इसमें 75% से अधिक स्वदेशी सामग्री का उपयोग हुआ है। यह आत्मनिर्भर भारत की बढ़ती शक्ति का प्रतीक है। इसी महीने DRDO ने पिनाका लॉन्ग रेंज गाइडेड रॉकेट का भी सफल परीक्षण किया। इस सफलता के पीछे हमारे वैज्ञानिकों और इंजीनियरों का सामूहिक परिश्रम है। दो तीन दिन पूर्व ही DRDO ने कुशा मिसाइल का भी सफल परीक्षण किया है।
The Prime Minister said every Indian is filled with pride following the successful launch of Vikram 1 last Sunday. He elaborated that it is India's first rocket developed by the private sector. Mr. Modi praised young innovators for displaying remarkable skill, passion and patience. Speaking about the Catch the Rain campaign, Prime Minister Modi said a special nationwide campaign has been underway since the 4th of July.
कैच द रेन का संदेश बहुत सीधा है। जब बारिश गिरे पानी को वहीं सहेजिए। इसलिए 4 जुलाई से देश भर में एक विशेष अभियान भी चलाया जा रहा है। इसके तहत बारिश के पानी के संचयन, ग्राउंड वाटर रिचार्ज, पुराने जल स्रोतों के पुनर्जीवन और वृक्षारोपण को नई गति दी जा रही। मुझे बहुत खुशी है कि गांव हो या शहर, पंचायतें हो या सामाजिक संस्थाएं, हर जगह लोगों ने बढ़ चढ़ कर भागीदारी की है।
In his Mann Ki Baat address today, the Prime Minister said every Indian is cheering for all the athletes participating in the Commonwealth Games, which began in Glasgow a few days ago. The Prime Minister exuded pride that Indian youth have achieved remarkable feats in sports recently. Concluding his address, Mr. Modi spoke about the Independence Day, which will be celebrated on the 15th of August. He urged all to share their myriad ideas and suggestions before the 15th of August, as always, on MyGov. Kargil Vijay Divas is being observed today across the country to honour the bravery of Indian soldiers who sacrificed their lives during the Kargil War of 1999. The day marks the 27th anniversary of India's victory over Pakistan in the conflict and the successful conclusion of Operation Vijay. On the occasion, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to the brave soldiers who laid down their lives in defence of the motherland. The government will introduce the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026 in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. The bill is listed in the business of the House for Monday. The bill seeks to amend the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024. It will be introduced by Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh. On Friday, Union Cabinet had approved a draft bill to set up fast-track courts and ensure stricter punishment in cases of paper leaks and examination malpractices. And that is the end of this news bulletin.